So, again, they were sixth in total defense right now, but Phil, a different story just a week ago.
Yeah, the Chargers definitely had a little bit of success running the ball on them. They were the top-ranked rush defense last week, gave up 162 yards to that Chargers ground game. Now they're sixth in the league.
Yeah, and we'll get to Ronnie Hillman and him and Juwan and C.J. Anderson all kind of stepping in and filling in for Monte Ball in just a minute. But, Andrew, for this offense to do some of those things that they've seen on tape with the Jets, to really keep it going, to stay in phase, hopefully communication's not a problem. But I don't know if that is some of your three keys. I don't know if I took them away, but still, that will be important, right? First down, second down.
Yeah, it will. And really, that's where, even though the Jets have that run defense that you guys talked about, that's where you've got to be able to get 2, 3, 4 yards, and that's why Ronnie Hillman, Juwan Thompson, C.J. Anderson are going to be important. Now, which one ends up emerging of those three, I don't even think the Broncos coaches know at this point. C.J. Anderson mentioned on Thursday it's going to be a hot hand situation. So if you see Hillman have a few breakout carries, he's going to get carry the load. If it's Juwan, if it's C.J., they'll carry the bulk of it. So we really don't know what that running game is going to look like. But if it's productive, if it's getting positive yardage on first down and setting up those second and medium, third and shorts, then that's going to be the kind of running day the Broncos want to have.
Yeah, when you have a quarterback like Peyton Manning, it's not like you need 30-plus carries for 120 yards out of whether it's one guy or three guys, just enough to keep them on schedule. On the other side of the ball, inactives were just released. We just found out that Eric Decker will officially play. He's been battling a hamstring for a couple of weeks now. And, you know, usually when players talk about facing old teammates, they kind of play it down, not that big of a deal. But Eric Decker, here for a long time, made a lot of good friends in this locker room, and I'm sure we'll get some shots later of them saying hello, if not before the game or after.
You know, definitely he's one of Demaryius Thomas's very close friends, right. And he should definitely help this Jets passing offense take off a little bit, no pun intended, Chris. But they have they're only averaging 184 yards through the air. That's last in the NFL. And Geno Smith, he's been taking a lot of heat this week. He has 6 interceptions and lost 2 fumbles so far this year. He's been definitely taking a lot of heat, and he'll look to come and have a good game today. And as Fox kind of mentioned, he's like, we're going to be in a hornet's nest knowing that this Jets team is pretty desperate.
This is a pun-free show, by the way, all right? So no more of those. Here's more from the Broncos locker room this week on what it means to face this Jets offense and former teammate Eric Decker.
Cowboys 14-0 over the Broncos. Play fake for Peyton on first down. Peyton wants Decker. Penalty flag thrown. Decker's got it inside the 35. Spins away from a tackle inside the 20. Still running. Spun down inside the 5-yard line. Eric Decker on a perfectly thrown strike from Peyton Manning.
Eric Spinnett was a great player for our team in the 2 years I was here. I know he's a very popular Denver Bronco for the way he played the game. And I really enjoyed working with him. He was a hard worker. He's kind of one of the first guys that I threw to when I signed here in the spring of 2012. And we developed a pretty good rapport early. Eric kept himself in great shape. He was healthy, you know, not just for games but for practice, which I've always said it's the only way to develop any type of timing and chemistry. You're out there every day. Great work ethic, really took care of himself. And, you know, sorry to see him go. You know, the business part of the NFL is the worst side of it. You'd like to keep every single player or play with every single teammate your entire career. But it's not like college. There's a small window, and guys move on. So I was happy for him with how he was rewarded by the Jets. And, you know, I sent him a text last week. And, you know, if I get a chance to visit with him, you know, before or after the game, I look forward to it.
Good time. Peyton throws. Pass will be caught by Decker, and Decker's free out over the 40, 45 midfield. Decker with one to beat. Makes a nice move inside the 35. Dips inside another move, and a great move inside the 20, where a couple of Raiders finally pull him down. Eric Decker with a catch and run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I played against Decker in college, so I already know what type of competitor he is. Even him being here, I mean, he's always been a tough guy to go against. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure he's looking forward to it.
Four-man rush. Peyton sits and throws to the end zone. Decker, touchdown, Denver! Eric Decker putting on a show at Arrowhead Stadium.
I'm all reaction, so I got to react off what Deck's doing. He knows how I play. He knows I'm going to be physical, and so I'm going to switch it up on him. Going against Decker is going to be a tough battle, but especially he's probably going to come out even more amped against us. So and they might try to feed him the ball a little bit more. So there's going to be some plays out there. I'm looking forward to it.
Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker, obviously really good friends. They competed for passes and touchdowns a lot of the time, and Demaryius can catch them today, Phil.
Yeah, a little interesting note that they're facing Decker today. But if with one touchdown pass, Demaryius Thomas will actually tie Decker for ninth all-time in Broncos history with touchdowns.
Let's go back to Ronnie Hillman and first down, Andrew. I talked to News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan on Thursday, and he said, look, this is a big, big day for Ronnie Hillman. Why?
Well, for one thing, it's his first career start. I mean, he's third year in the league, 2012 third-round draft pick. He's never been in the starting lineup, never been the primary back going into a game. This is the day where he has to prove that he can carry that load, that he can be more than just a change of pace, small, speedy guy out of the backfield, that he can handle some between-the-tackles work, that he can handle maybe in 15 or 20 touches. Obviously, it's going to come down to who has the hot hand, but Ronnie Hillman's going to have the first crack at that. And I think given what they've invested in him the last 3 years, that they would like to see him step up and carry the load while Monte Ball is down.
Yeah, Ronnie cracked a smile. He was asked, you know, what's the start going to mean for you? And he laughed. He's like, you know, it's just a chance for me to go out and help this team win. I think he is looking forward to this opportunity. Here's more from Ronnie Hillman on how he got ready for this start in the Jets this week.
The Broncos were back at practice on Wednesday, and as expected, Monte Ball was absent due to his groin injury. Head coach John Fox said he'll lean on all three active running backs, but Ronnie Hillman said Wednesday he was getting first team reps.
It's a great opportunity for Ronnie. You know, Ronnie's has played at different times and, you know, in different amounts, but you know, when you're the starting back, when you're running out there in pregame warmups as a starting back, there's a different hat that you wear, and so we're counting on him.
You know, you have a little bit more responsibility to go out there and actually, you know, perform right away, you know, not, you know, watching, you know, somebody else go out there. So you know, that's about the only thing that's a little different.
Hillman with a nice burst. There's the longest run of the game by the Broncos.
After Ball went down against the Cardinals, Hillman ran for 64 yards on 15 carries and at times showed off the speed that made him a third-round pick in 2012.
There's no question he has a burst that is pretty unique. When he gets the ball in his hands, it's our job to give him the space. At the same time, you know, we're counting on him to handle all parts of playing running back.
Hillman said he'll try to make the most of this opportunity, adding that his goal is to make it hard for coaches to take him out.
Any competitive person, their patience is going to be tested when they're not playing as much as they want to. So, you know, I think that it was definitely tested, and you know, me being patient is paying off. You know, just being ready when you're called on.
Hillman and the Broncos backfield will face a tough Jets defense, which before last week ranked first in the NFL against the run. However, they gave up 162 yards on the ground against the Chargers.
You can't do it with just one back in today's game, so we expect CJ to do his job, Juwan to be ready. Those guys are both young backs, but both act like older players. And so I think we'll need the whole committee against these guys. And